I'm Peter Kuhn, Principal Investigator of the Scripps Physics Oncology Center.
So what are the big questions to do with metastases?
How does metastasis occur in a patient? How do we go from the primary tumor to the secondary tumor? And how do we catch it in the process of doing so? If we would know 100% that we truly remove the entire tumor and we can just aid it with a little bit of radiation therapy, these patients are actually cured. However, there's too many patients where we have occult metastases, meaning disease that we have not detected, or disease that exists in the blood circulation. If that's the case, the patient does need additional treatment.
And how much do we know about these circulating tumor cells?
Very, very little, because we haven't studied this in the past, because we haven't brought together the right scientific expertise, technologies, and life and clinical sciences to really start addressing that problem, because you can study this only in the actual patients, and that just makes it a little bit more complicated.
Certain questions that sound rather basic, like how many times do tumor cells circulate in the body? People don't seem to know the answer.
That is correct. I don't know anything about the lifetime of these tumor cells because I don't know if they're hanging out in the blood. Are they really alive for years and years and years? Is it just that these micromets are subclinical, meaning that they're actually there? We just don't see them. We really don't know much about these cells and how they evolve over time. We just know that they're there. We know that they are the messenger and that they carry the message of metastasis as the fatal event in the metastatic cascade.
Now, cancer has been studied for a long, long time, decades.
But the fluid phase of solid tumors, it's a little bit of a paradox statement, but it's an obvious one, right? Because that is how metastasis occurs, by tumor cells migrating from the primary tumor through the circulatory system to settle down elsewhere. That fluid phase has not been studied a whole lot. And that is due to, in part, because we needed to get a lot of other research in place first to refine how we would go about it. It also required a whole lot of analytical technique development. It required basic tool development, instrument development, processes and all that. And then we had to bring together the right people to have that conversation. And the whole point was that conversation, the conversation between the hematopathologist, the oncologist, the engineer, the physicist, the cell biologist, the immunologist, people who understand how to run assays, people who understand to handle data, people who understand how to analyze data. And you have to bring all of them around the table, and not just once, but again and again and again over an extended period of time. And that all of a sudden makes it very, very complicated. So we have gone from sort of early conceptual thoughts and ideas around how to do this to actually doing this in patients. We have so many patient advocates working with us. We have so many clinicians working with us. And we have now just finished our first observational study with almost 90 non-small cell lung cancer patients. And so we're really excited that we are bringing up both the basic research program and the translational program, that the interaction between the groups is working very well. And we see already the benefits from that.
When will you get some good results?
I think we already have some really exciting results. We now have to understand these results and interpret them accordingly. What we have seen is that the data, for example, in non-small cell lung cancer patients looks very different from what it looks like in prostate or breast or pancreatic cancer patients. So now it is an interesting question of how do we go from exciting technical developments to quite exciting observations in the clinical setting to something that we can now interpret in this overall context.
Lots more work to be done.
But if it would be easy, then it would have been done before.